That is from the, no, this is from the little later than Jesus' time. Okay. This stones over here are from the second synagogue that was built over the one at Jesus' days. So. Yeah, Jesus' synagogue was very poor, very little, not much of a decorated one. But then Capernaum became a very rich town in the 4th century because so many people wanted to come and see Capernaum, where Jesus lived, where Peter was from. So that's what made this into such a big, important city. And that's why they needed a big synagogue. So get your picture here of this, of the star, the shield of David. You also see the fruits of the country, like the figs, the olives, the pomegranates. And then there's one more thing I want to show you here, very interesting. Look at this.
The entry in the synagogue. Right?
Well, this is supposed to be the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, with the wheels.
With the wheels. It looks like a Greek temple, of course, because the man that did it didn't know what the Ark really would have looked like.
Oh, how funny.
So he thought, of course, of a Greek, an Ark being like a Greek temple or a Roman temple, but with the wheels and the door, and the missing part is the two milk cows that carried it. It's like a cart. We believe this is what he meant, what he thought about when he carved that as the Ark of the Covenant. Very, very unique. We never found another one like that. So get a picture of that, and then we go out this way to our bus to the Mount of Beatitudes. Okay? Next slide.